Subbress.
On demand. Follow Subbress Radio on Twitter and Facebook now.
The biggest hit Desi music show for your Saturday night. It's Desi Mashup with Akshay.
So he hit us up with the phenomenal Desperado earlier this year. He's just dropped a new one. It's called Chingari. And it's not just lit the fuse, it's blown up. Let's get him on and sunte hai. Ye aadmi jo kehta hai. Give it up for Raghav.
How you doing?
Oh, good, man. Good to have you back up on the show. I know it's not been that long since you dropped Desperado, but the response and the feedback on Chingari, the new record, has been just off the charts, my brother. And it would have been a crime not to have you back on again.
I think it's funny because the last time I did a round of interviews, or the last time I even spoke to you directly, it's like, where have you been? You've been gone so long. And now everyone's like, oh, you're back so soon. I can't seem to get it right.
Bro, we can't get enough of you. And, you know, we can't get enough of the records that you're dropping right now. Let's just take you back a few months. I know before Desperado dropped, there was anxiousness, there was nervousness from your part, thinking, how are people going to respond to this record? But you needn't have worried, because the love has been absolutely phenomenal for this track. It has just so truly, truly been embraced.
And continues to be. Like, the thing is that I don't think Desperado's done. I mean, really, now that I look at it, like, we've had 3 billion views on TikTok. And it's so funny when I speak to folks in the mainstream music industry, they're like, oh, well, yeah, there's so many people in India. And I go, TikTok is banned in India. Like, this record is 3 billion views outside of the number one territory that you think would consume my music. So, yeah, it's beyond anything that we could have expected. And I don't think it's done. I think that there's still more to write for Desperado. You know, songs like a long time ago, they'd be around for like 6 weeks, 8 weeks, and then they'd kind of go into the golden playlist. But now, you know, there's so much more that we can still do with things as time goes on. And that song doesn't seem to die. It was almost to the point that I thought, should I delay releasing Chingari? But you know, we have so much music that we've made together, Mushtaq and I, that it was just like, no, we just got to keep going at it and working our hardest and just making sure people know that we are coming back in a serious way. And we're, you know, we sat on the sidelines for many years watching other artists do their thing. And it's like, no, now it's our time to come back to refresh the sound that we made.
And you're back. You're back with that Raghav sound that we all know and love. It sounds so fresh. It's an absolute vibe. Mushtaq has absolutely smashed it on the production. He has seriously just raised the bar, man. It is off the charts.
Well, I appreciate that because that was the goal.
Yeah.
It's like, it's a hard thing because you never want to go into the studio like with the ingredients of how you're going to do something. It kind of has to happen naturally. But the thing is that when Mush and I are in the studio together, those ingredients are there. They've just never left. And, you know, Chingari is a great example of that because we've always made records that I would define as like really like what my sound is, you know, that we've catered to my voice and my sound. Chingari is kind of a departure from that a little bit. If anything, we were kind of talking about when Storyteller came out. I mean, hip hop is the biggest influence in music of any influence, any genre in my career. And I think the same is probably true for Mush. And we couldn't have imagined when Storyteller was out, like when we were talking about features like Cardinal Official or having a reggae DJ or MC on the record, or in subsequent years, we had Redman and Nelly and you know, those features, that the Indian hip hop scene itself, you know, might arguably be the biggest hip hop scene in the world in many respects. And we couldn't have imagined that that would have happened. Then when I start talking to guys like Honey or Divine or any of the guys that are at the top, I mean, they very kindly cite my music as like an inspiration for some of the music they made.
Yeah.
So it feels like the perfect merger to come back together and do it in a way that's truly Desi, you know, where I'm singing in Hindi and Divine's on the record and it's an ode to hip hop. You know, I say like the record's supposed to take you from New York to Mumbai and back. That's kind of what it's supposed to do.
And the timing couldn't have been any better because we are celebrating 50 years of hip hop this year.
Yeah, that's right. That was the other thing is like, we're talking about what hip hop's meant to us, but really the larger conversation is that it is the most influential genre of all time. I live in Western Canada. When I turn on country music stations, I hear Florida Georgia Line, it sounds like a hip hop record to me. You know, for the longest time, hip hop was not given its credit and its due. But in the past 20 years, it's not just become foremost, it's undeniable.
Without a doubt, man. Without a doubt. Now, let's get into this new record, Chingari. You know what? Triple threat. We've got you with your updated sound, and you sound absolutely amazing. I don't know. Mushtaq is done with your vocals, but it just sounds off the charts. And of course, Mushtaq absolutely just smashing it on the productions. And then Divine. Well, he's just divine. talk to him about how this amazing record came together.
You know, Divine reached out to me when he did a song called Mirchi. And it was during COVID, and he asked me if I would be on a remix of Mirchi. And I did the vocals in my bedroom because I couldn't leave the house at that time. And it sounded dope, but it never came to fruition. But during that time, he got to tell me what my music meant to him. I got to tell him how proud I am of what he's doing and the impact he's having on the culture. Not just on the culture, on hip hop in general. I mean, you know, when someone like Nas pulls you aside and says that they wanna support you and bring you to a larger audience, it's... Nas doesn't need to do that. He wants to do that. And he does it based on talent. You know, guys of that stature aren't doing it to make extra money. Mm-hmm. They're doing it because they really believe that what's happening is special. And that is absolutely indicative of who he is as an artist and person. He's a special artist. So we always had it to do something together. I would send him tracks every now and then, just softly, just kind of like, what do you think? And when I sent him Chingari, I think he fell off his chair. I think he's like, yeah, this is the one that sounds like me. So we've started, and we're just getting started on it. So it's exciting.
Now, one of the things I get excited for and I wait for whenever you drop a record is, what sample is he gonna use? And when I heard Chingari, I absolutely fell in love with it because I love this song. It is one of my favorite songs from the movie Majboor, starring Amitabh Bachchan, vocals of Kishore Kumar, Aadmi Jo Kehta Hai. Now, you know, was there a bit of a tussle, you know, in the studio on what sample to use? Because this is a bit of an obscure one. You know, not a lot of people know it. You know, talk to me.
There was a tussle on the sample because we flirted with various keys of the song.
Okay.
To see where my vocal would sit best. And this sample was the original one that was picked to be over the record that Mush, when he went crate digging, put on the record. And I think it sounds phenomenal on it. But when I was like, oh, let's try it a key higher, let's try it a key lower, we flirted with a lot of different ideas for samples. I remember that those couple of nights very well. It was like exciting and frustrating because I just said, nothing sounds like the original. And we went back to it, we did it, and it just sounds right. Now, the thing is that this is one of the more obscure samples I've chosen in my career to work with. It's not Churalia. But as I say that, I think when I first did Arpar, there was a section of society that had no idea what Arpar was. I grew up with it. Lots of people did, but lots of people didn't. So in a way, I take it upon myself as a challenge to work with something that people almost have to decipher what it is and fall in love with that record all over again. Yeah. You know, there's a two-part campaign here. Yeah. It's about the music that we're doing now, the ode to hip hop, having Divine on the record, but also saying like, look how flexible and elasticized people like Mohammed Rafi and Kishore Kumar's voice are, that they sound great over these beats today. And they work right in with what we're doing. So it's, if I may say so myself, it's some pretty sophisticated stuff that Mush has done.
Yeah.
And we feel really excited about it.
Now, one of the things that we love about you is how effortlessly you can just switch between the Hindi and the English. Fans from back in the day, they know how easily that comes to you. They know that all too well. But across the two records that you've just dropped, for the new fans, for the new listeners, you've been able to showcase your versatility and your talent. And there's not a lot of artists who can do that.
Well, that's kind of like what I've always been known for, is that like these are the two, you know, the two languages that I sing in. I like to think that I can flow in and out of them with ease and they don't sound contrived or forced. So for me, that's kind of like, it was very important. Very few things are planned in my career. They kind of happen, whether they're successes or failures. But the one thing that I would say I wanted to plan this time is I wanted it to be English single, Hindi single, English single, Hindi single. Yeah. I want to dip. I never want it to feel like I'm dipping out of my heart. You know what I mean? It has to be one. And so over the next 5-6 singles, I think that's what you're going to see.
Well, Desperado is out. Chingari is out. Can we expect another release before the end of the year, or we're looking at 2024 now?
I hope so. I just shot a video for the... I've shot the video for the next single before I've shot the video for Chingari.
Okay.
Because there's so much to plan, obviously, between traveling Canada and India is a little difficult right now. So I would hope that it would drop by the end of the year, but if not, it'll be out in January. It's another song that harkens back to the sound that people would remember off of Storyteller, like Desperado's kind of like that. So I'm excited about it.
Well, my brother, love and support for you always. Just keep doing your thing. Desperado and Chingari are getting so much love from the fans and the listeners here at the station. And we can't wait for everything else that you've got coming. So yeah, just keep dropping those bangers and we'll just keep spinning them.
I appreciate that very much. And I can't wait to talk to you in a few months when the next one's out.
Now, one of the things I wanted to ask you, you've used so many Bollywood samples over the years in your songs. And now I know that the Amitabh Bachchan movie Shakti is one of your all-time favorites. So I'm really surprised that we've not heard a sample of, you know, अरे जाने कैसे कब कहां इकरार हो गया.
it's very much in my head to do that, and it's not even that part of the song. It's the dun 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 dun
dun dun. Goosebumps.
Hopefully.
Well, we're going to watch this space, brother. Thank you once again for joining me this evening. And it's only right, before we wrap things up, you introduce the new record.
What's up, everybody? I'm delighted to be back here with my homie Akshay right here on Sabres. And this is my brand new single featuring the legendary Divine. It's called Chingari. Tum Chingari Ho.
Sabres. The biggest hit Desi music show for your Saturday night. It's Desi Mashup with Akshay.